following is a NoobieDM.com minicast.
And welcome to another edition of the NoobieDM minicast. I am your host, NoobieDM, and joining me today is Quinn Murphy from the At Will blog. Quinn, how's it going?
It's going great. Great to be on.
Quinn, you know the drill. We're going to listen to a voicemail and try to help out the DM with his question. So what do you say we go to the voicemail?
Let's do it.
Hi, NoobieDM. I was calling because I'm planning to run the Revenge of the Giants campaign Paragon theme with my group. And there's a little more, but there's 7 of them instead of the usual 5. So I was wondering if you guys could tell me what you would do for changing encounters, for adding, would you add minions or regular monsters or just one elite monster to bring it to the correct XP level? Thanks. Bye.
All right, Quinn, so the caller wants to adjust an encounter based on the number of people in his party. What do you say?
I tend to just sort of play it by ear. If I need to upgrade an encounter there for more players, there's a lot of ways to go about it here, but just some basic stuff here. If you've already got a lot of minions in the encounter as specified already, or a good number, probably don't need to add more minions. You know, part of it's going to depend on party composition, but if you got some controllers there, the difference between 5 and 10 minions, there's a good chance they're not going to feel that, because they're just going to be AoEs all over the place. What I would do instead, if there are a lot of minions, is upgrade 1 or 2 of them to full monsters in there, and then that should that upgrade should beef up the encounter without adding too much to the minion management or complexity of it. If there's a solo encounter, probably the only thing you really need to do, they should have good enough damage to challenge the players as is. They just need time to survive, so you probably want to just add. And I know this is sort of heresy, considering most people think solos have too many hit points already. But since you're running over the number there, you might want to increase the hit points of the solo from between 10 to 25%, depending on how you're feeling with that. And if they're standing encounters, you can always add another monster of the same type, or you can add hit points to those monsters as well. A lot of it with more people is just going to be about giving the monsters another few turns to do something to the players, so then they all get to feel the pain. And those would be my main sort of tactic when dealing with that.
My party's a 7-man party as well. And first off, let me say that I think that 4E is made to take it easy on the players. I think it's very hard. I've had a bad experience killing players. I say bad, I don't mean that I'm going out to look for killing the players, but I've had a hard time killing my players. And I feel sometimes they sleepwalk through the encounters and they're not being challenged enough. So as it is now, I upgrade my encounters, 1, because there's 7 people, and 2, because I think the encounters need to be a little tougher to make the party sweat it a bit, you know, when we're playing. Players, maybe you can add a skill challenge to an encounter instead of monsters to make the extra players have something else to do while the other guys are fighting the monsters in the encounter. Have you ever done something like that? I know your blog is big on skill challenges.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I've done a lot. You know, I love just, you know, another overlooked way to do it is to complicate things. Right, normally in a fight, players are going to get to from point A, fighting the monsters, to point B, killing the monsters, and anything that you can throw in their way to complicate that will make it more memorable, but also harder for it. So whether that's a skill challenge where they have to split the party, or, you know, weird terrain, you know, gravity reverses for a few moments or something like that, anything that you can do to just mess with them and sort of derail them a little bit is always fun.
All right, caller, I hope we helped you with your question. And Quinn, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Where can people find you?
They can find me at 4E at will, .net, or at -will.omnivandalist.net. The first one's easier. And you can also find me, I'm GameFiend on Twitter.
Very good. We want to thank Quinn for coming on the minicast. And I want to remind you guys to call into the minicast voicemail at 305-349-3026. That's 305-349-3026. Leave a voicemail and we'll try to answer your question on the show. That's it for this edition of the Minicast. We'll see you all next time. Thank you.